This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough? Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media. All right, welcome to Saturday Night. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. And as you know, in hour number two, we like to turn to the Ladies' Lounge, where we say every single week we're going to deliberately carve out time to capture some of the perspective of the ladies in our lives, those that are contributing to all kinds of things across the societal and cultural spectrum in our world today. And I am honored to have my guest tonight. I've never had a world champion track athlete grace the Ladies' Lounge. And tonight to have Cynthia Monteleone join us is very, very exciting. And she is joining us from the beautiful landscape of Maui, Hawaii. Do you say aloha as the greeting, Cynthia? What's the proper island speak?
Yes, aloha. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we are glad to welcome you all the way back to New York. I don't know what the time difference is, but I know it's a lot of hours difference between here and there.
6 hours. So still bright and shiny morning for us.
Yeah. Well, I remember years ago when my bride and I got married. We got married in Southern California, and then we honeymooned in Hawaii, in Maui, actually. And I thought, you know, this is pretty easy. I'm from the other coast. We'll get on a plane. Just a couple hours, we'll be there. You guys are as far away from California as New York is.
That's correct, yeah. It's still a 5-hour flight from California. So.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Hey, for people that are not familiar, recap for us a little bit of your track career. How did you make your name and come up through the ranks?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was a Division I athlete. I ran track on scholarship at University of North Carolina, Wilmington, which was a Division I school. I finished top 5 in the East Coast, but was not really in the Olympic caliber at that time. So I went on to have my career and 3 kids. And when I turned 40, my daughter, who was then 11, said to me, "Mom, I want to run track in college like you did on scholarship. And will you train me? I want to run the 400 meters just like you did." Now, I had not run in over 20 years, like not at all. Maybe a couple times jogging with friends, but like that was it. And so we got out on the track, ran a 400-meter time trial pretty slowly, crawled over the finish line because it was the most brutal 400 I've ever run in my life, and started from there. And you know what? We just kept showing up and making sacrifices in our time and worked really hard in our training, showed up 3 times a week for running, 4 times a week for strength training. And after showing up that many times, it took, let's see, about 3 years, at age 43, I became a world champion. So I knew after my first track meet, I was at the National Masters Championship, I got a 4th place ribbon. I knew at that point I never wanted a 4th place ribbon again. I vowed to come back and win the national championship the next year, which I did. And then I said, I'm going to be a world champion. And so I just really worked really hard. The 400 meters, if you're not familiar, is one of the hardest races in track because you basically have to sprint the whole lap around the track. So at age 43 in my world championship gold, I ran faster than I did in college, which is unheard of. That's not supposed to be happening. And along the course of my journey, I had met my mentor, which was Charles Poliquin. He was strength coach to a lot of Olympians, and I got certified in his program to learn about all, like, basically the tips and tricks. So I'm a metabolic practitioner. I tell people what to eat and what supplements to take and that sort of thing to be their optimal health and for optimal performance. So my clients are Olympians, professional athletes, but also patients that my doctor sends me when he can't figure out what's wrong with them, like usually autoimmune issues and things like that. So that, I'm trying to get really fast summary through. So yeah, became world champion and then wrote a book about that, Fast Over 40, which helps people understand, you know, some tips and tricks about what you can do to be your best superhero warrior self. So I read a lot of
that.
Science.
I love that. Best superhero warrior self. It is a mouthful, but I think it is what all of us go to bed at night dreaming about being, and good for you for being able to help other people to do that. And again, the book is called Fast Over 40. Cynthia Monteleone is the author, and if you want to find her on social media, she's on Instagram with the same handle, Fast Over 40, and you can do that simply enough. Cynthia, the life of an athlete, first of all, let's talk about how is it even possible for 40-year-old bones and muscles to move, operate, and exist in a faster universe, a more adept universe, than they do at 18, 19, and 20?
That's a really great question, and it takes a lot of different things. It's not just what you're eating, but that is a big part of it, but it's also knowing your body, having blood work done to know if you're deficient in something. A lot of people don't do that. The doctors will actually tell you, like, you don't need the blood work or something like that. I've had clients that deter them from getting it, but really check your blood work every year, see what you're deficient in. But it's really also about lifestyle. What are you doing to get better sleep? Like, sleep is a big part of it. What are you doing to train your muscles? Especially as we age, you know, we really have no business doing things that are going to injure us, like maybe explosive lifts if you're not used to it and you're not trained in that. So I really try to help people start from scratch and, you know, get to be their best self through things like tempo training, which means you can lower the weight on the eccentric, which, so if, for instance, if you're squatting, you lower in a four count, which recruits more muscle fibers, which actually makes you stronger. So instead of just doing an explosive movement, that's just one example of so many that I share the tips and tricks for others. But one of the main things and that I have found through my experience is being on an animal protein-based diet really helps you get the muscle mass you need as you age, because we lose muscle mass. It's called sarcopenia and dynapenia, the loss of muscle and the loss of the power of the muscle. And so as we age, we lose that. And so how can we keep it going? And you really need the amino acids. We're always foraging for amino acids as we get older. And we also absorb protein less as we get older. So it's really important to have a high protein, you know, good quality amino acid diet.
So is that part of the reason then why, because my bride and I, we just started doing yoga a couple of years ago, and she started at first, and she started loving how her body was responding so much, and she had so much confidence after doing it. I was like, I think I'm going to give that a try. And I played some basketball in college and, you know, some other stuff when I was younger, but I was older, not in the best shape, and I started seeing some results doing some of the things you just described. But is that need for protein, is that one of the reasons why I crave, like, some turkey or some scrambled eggs after I get out of my yoga workout on some mornings?
Yes, absolutely. And it's important to actually listen to that craving, because right after you work out is the best time to intake protein. Your cells are actually open to intaking protein, the most optimal at that time. So definitely listen to that. In general, red meat sparks neurotransmitters for energy in the morning. So I'm a big proponent of the meat and nuts breakfast. My kids don't eat cereal. We eat basically protein, usually red meat, nuts, and berries for breakfast. And then the poultry type meats are great for later in the day because they spark tryptophan, which helps you wind down, gives you some serotonin, and helps you wind down.
That all sounds great. Yeah. If I can have steak for breakfast, come on. How much better does it get?
Well, a lot of people, it's so funny because, you know, sometimes I speak up about controversial issues, and one of those controversial issues is red meat right now, which is crazy. But we're big fans of grass-fed beef because it actually can take carbon out of the atmosphere and by rebuilding the soil. So a lot of people think, oh, red meat, bad for the environment. Well, not grass-fed beef. And not only that, it has more omega-3, has more amino acids. So we're really big fans of, like, our local grass-fed beef company, Mountain Cattle Company. Yeah, and so it's actually proven to be really good for you, red meat. So I eat steak 5 to 7 times a week myself.
Wow.
And I have, and my doctor says I've got the best blood work he's ever seen. So red meat can be part of a healthy diet.
That is very encouraging. You're talking to a red meat lover. So we're talking with Cynthia Monteleone, and the book is called Fast Over 40, and you can find her, you can contact her directly on Instagram at Fast Over 40, and follow all the stuff. She's got one of those link tree things. You can link there and see all the stuff she's involved in.
And you know, Kevin, I started a warrior community that encompasses all of the things. Like I said, it's not just what you eat, but it's lifestyle.
Right.
This month was injury prevention. Last month was champion mentality. So I have a place where people can go and join and be part of a whole community that's learning about all this.
Well, that is good to know. Hang on to that thought. We're coming right back from New York. A very special ladies' lounge tonight, because we're not only going to talk to Cynthia, but also her daughter about one of those controversial things that she speaks up about. It's coming right back from New York. Radio Night Live. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. And yes, your eyes do not deceive you. We have expanded the ladies' lounge. In fact, this may be the first time ever that we've had two ladies in the ladies' lounge at the same time on Saturday nights. But we were speaking with Cynthia Monteleone. If you can't tell them apart, she's the one with the hat. If they just look like sisters, that's because they're so healthy. They just, you know, they exude this youthful exuberance. She's the author of Fast Over 40 and a world-class 400-meter athlete that has experienced something, and I think it's pretty unique, that she and her daughter, Margaret, who now joins us, and Margaret, it's good to welcome you to the show. You've gone through something that I don't know of any other women on planet Earth can say that they've actually experienced, and that is you're both track athletes, and you've both had to compete in women's divisions of sports against biological males. Cynthia, let's start with you. Tell us the story.
Okay, so I competed at the 2018 World Championships in Malaga, Spain, and even though I run the 400, I run the 200 kind of for like a secondary race. And in my 200-meter run was a biological male, and I knew because I had researched my competitions beforehand. And when I got there, I started to ask questions as to the fairness of this to some people and officials and different things. Some track officials were even surprised that they didn't even know that this was the case, that there was this male running in the female division. And others knew, and they told me that maybe for my own safety, I should keep my mouth shut. And I said, no, I won't be silenced. I'm going to keep speaking up about this. And so I spoke up about it over the course of the next couple of years. And turns out that a year and a half later, my daughter lines up for her very first high school race against the biological male. So I think that we are unique in that it's a mother-daughter. We might not even be unique in this, but it's a mother-daughter thing that we've both experienced it together. But also, it's happening quite a bit. So it's happening more than you think. We're speaking up because when I talk to people, they say two things. One, oh, is this really happening? And the reason why they don't know is because most mainstream media censors stories like ours. We've reached out to newspapers before. I've had reporters say to me, I really want to tell your story, but I can't. My boss won't let me. You don't know how many times I've heard that. And so they are censoring stories like ours. And so I'm telling you, it's happening way more than you think. It's happening to a lot of women across the country, and opportunities are being taken away from our daughters.
Yeah. You know, in the line of work that I do, talking about current events and particularly public policy issues of the day, I have seen those stories that you're talking about. And from Connecticut, where many of the girls in the top ranks of the high school track and field community there lost scholarships and the opportunity. I think they broke 15 state records in a single track season because two boys were running in the girls' division. And it was just unbelievable. But Margaret, before I get ahead of myself, tell us about your story. How did that experience shape and inform the way you think about your sport now?
Yeah. My freshman year of high school, I was on the line to run my first ever track meet when I learned that a biological male was going to be competing in my race, which is the 400. And I was extremely nervous. All my teammates were extremely nervous because they knew as well. They were stressed out. One of them even said they didn't want to run track anymore. What was even the point of running track? They were going to be displaced by this obviously physically superior individual. And so I ran my race. They won. They were clearly way more capable and stronger as they past the finish line. They won the heat. I got second. I would have won my first heat, my first track meet, my freshman year if this weren't the case. So.
And I've seen the tape. You would have won by a mile. Like, you had really prepared well for that race, but he crushed you by a mile. And you guys all started at the same point, so it's not like someone had an advantage over you.
Right, and she had been training all year and really been working hard, and this individual had only trained for track at all ever for 2 weeks. They had come from volleyball, from playing first in the male volleyball team the year before, and then had transitioned to the female volleyball team that just before track season.
And had injured an actual opposing player on an opposing team from a spike that he had hit very, very hard. Friends, as we're talking about this, I'm also reminded of the schools in Southern California that have kind of without question allowed boys that don't make the cut on varsity baseball teams to come out for girls softball. And this, as Cynthia just said, this is going on all across the country at many different levels of competition. And Cynthia, as a mom, watching your daughter and knowing what you were able to do in college and kind of having hopes that, you know, I mean, every mom and dad hope that their kid does and excels in whatever they're good at. She obviously has your gift. Does this mean that a scholarship is within reach, or is it somewhat lost because of the way things are currently set up?
Well, what's going to happen, we speak up not just for our story, but we speak up for the generations that are going to come after us. And what will happen is college coaches will be forced to recruit who is competitive. And who is competitive is going to be the trans athletes, the trans girls. So that's who they're going to recruit. And eventually there will be no slots left for actual biological females. So we really need to get ahead of this, because those opportunities are going to be lost. And now that the courts have ruled that the NCAA has to compensate their athletes, even more is at stake for our daughters and granddaughters and nieces and sisters, all of them, because the whole point of Title IX, which, by the way, was founded by Patsy Mink, who was from Maui, so it's very important to us here in Maui.
Yeah.
Title IX was to provide equal opportunity for women based on their sex, give them scholarships and things like this as an extension of education. And so now that the current administration has basically put a knife in the heart of Title IX, they've said that now, as of a couple weeks ago or last week, that it now includes these trans athletes. And we really need to speak up and encourage other people to just keep speaking up for what's right and what's fair. And the science tells us that even after hormone therapy and gender reassignment, that male-bodied athletes still hold an advantage over females. But I always say that, you know, common sense always also tells us that. However, there are some scientific studies out there that have proven this. Lundberg is doing great work in this, British Journal of Medicine, I believe. But you can look up just Lundberg, L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G. But this just backs it up, that what we thought all along was right, that even after hormones and gender reassignment, that they still have an advantage, especially if comparably gifted and trained. So, you know, one female athlete may not beat, basically, sometimes they might win. Sometimes we might win on some caliber. But if you take the most elite, comparably gifted and trained, the male-bodied athlete will always win.
Well, they certainly have a consistent advantage in terms of bone structure and muscle mass. And
right.
That is what the science... And you know what's interesting, for all of the jabbering that the left does about following the science and being pro-woman, it doesn't seem like that applies across the board on everything. And so that's all you're asking for, is follow the science and give women the opportunity that they're working so hard to give themselves. You know, they're training and preparing and doing all of this.
We are female athletes, so we know what it takes.
Exactly. Well, I got to take another break, but I want you guys to come back for one more segment, because I want to ask Margaret your insights on what you're dealing with and how you think that's going to prepare you for the next stage of life. It's Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough live from New York and Maui tonight. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Five people are now confirmed dead in the collapse of a condominium tower near Miami. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced Saturday evening that another 156 people are still unaccounted for as rescue crews continue to search the rubble of the building in Surfside, Florida. 55 of the building's more than 130 units were destroyed in the Thursday collapse. FEMA is aiding in relief efforts, and President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for the state. And President Biden says he has no intent to veto a bipartisan infrastructure bill if a reconciliation package doesn't come with it. In a statement Saturday, Biden clarified comments he made earlier in the week that made it seem as though he saw the bills as equals, saying that his comments gave the impression that he was threatening to veto a deal he had just agreed to, which was not his intent. A bipartisan group of lawmakers agreed to a deal on a $1.2 trillion bill on Thursday that would include more than $579 billion in new spending for core infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, we're actually going to air the film that has been made about Cynthia and Margaret's story by the Independent Women's Forum, which is that group that I love to death. They're doing great work. Kelsey Bowler, a senior contributor there and someone who's with us often here on Radio Night Live. And again, she made the introductions for us to have Cynthia and Margaret with us tonight. And ladies, I've enjoyed not only hearing your story and kind of the story of your courage and fighting your fight, but also just getting to know you as people. We need more of these common sense, everyday, good, decent types around, and I'm glad to wave the flag for you. Margaret, this your first race, you should have won it by a mile. Someone else stole it from you that was biologically male. How has this changed your opinion of even what you want to do by way of sport and your future?
That's a great question. As a track athlete, I feel like I have so many opportunities that I could receive from doing track, since I would consider myself talented, and I work so hard to be in the position that I'm in. I could receive scholarships to go to college. I could receive medals and different, you know, opportunities. And I feel like if biological males continue to compete in track, they could take these away. They could take these away from me, and they could take these away from my teammates and other young girls who wish to pursue scholarships and different opportunities as well.
Yeah. And, Mom, that's got to concern you a little bit, because, you know, the bird flies from the nest eventually, and you want her to be able to have a successful life of her own at some point.
Yeah, I want her to have that choice. And by the decisions that have been made lately with these policies, it's not giving our girls a choice.
Yeah.
It's basically taking away female sports. This is the end of female sports. And that's not trying to be dramatic. It's just what's happening. And we
I've been saying that for a couple of years, that there's not going to be any more female sports. There's going to be elite males and then co-ed. And then whatever
and
girls don't qualify for that.
Compassion for everyone. I have compassion for all human beings. This is not what, you know, this is about having compassion. I see these athletes line up, and I see that the criticism that happens at the track meets, the people shaking their heads, like saying, oh, they shouldn't be in that category. And what I'm saying is that I have compassion for them too, having to go through that experience, because they shouldn't have to go through that either. We can't have them in the same category. That's what the bottom line is.
Run the races according to sex, you know, and leave gender out of it. I think it's a simple solution. But the problem is, and you're seeing this a lot in modern culture, is that we avoid the simple solutions to be more appearing of being tolerant or understanding or something else. It's really not that tolerant. I mean, the best thing we can do is help everyone be the best person that they can be, and give them all the same opportunities to begin at the starting line together. Where they end up, that's kind of on their initiative and so forth, but at least give them the opportunities to do that. And that's all you're asking for, is that women be allowed to compete against women as they have for a long time, at least since Title IX went into effect. We didn't get to this part of your story, Cynthia. You actually won your race. You beat the man that was running against you.
Yes, so I always like to say comparably gifted and trained, because, again, for instance, in the state of Hawaii in 2019, there are about 700 boys that ran the 400 meters, and about 350 of them could beat the state champion female. So that means that literally a mediocre male can be the best female, you know, if they choose to identify. So there's a little bit of leeway there with talented and trained. And so while I just barely beat my opponent by a few tenths of a second, that person came back 6 months later and beat my teammate in a much shorter race for a spot on the podium, a medal, and prize money. So just because I won my, you know, race, basically, it doesn't mean that this is not an issue, and it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen in the future, or it doesn't mean that that individual can't train. And one thing that they usually say, like the athlete Cece Telfer said, I haven't been strength training, I haven't been lifting weights, because I don't want to appear too muscular. So what if this person does start lifting weights then and seriously trains? How much faster are they going to be? So it gets really complicated really fast.
Well, and speak to that for a second.
You can't be in the same category.
Regarding the testosterone amount, just speak to that for a second. What's the allowable, and how does it appear normally?
Right, so the most elite female athletes are usually about maximum 3 nanomoles per deciliter is how they measure it. The Olympic Committee used to allow up to 10 nanomoles per deciliter, and now they allow 5, which is still way over the top ever female athlete. And most of these elite female athletes are still really under that 3. They're like 1.8 to 2 maximum.
Yeah. Ladies, thank you so much for spending your Saturday night with us. We are very grateful.
Mahalo. We're really appreciative for you listening to our voice and allowing us to share our mission with others.
Well, we're gonna have you back when there's some development on your story, but keep us in touch and keep us updated on your progress, and the good running until then.
Mahalo. We appreciate it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Now, here is a look at that documentary that Cynthia and Margaret Monteleone were featured in.
I had the opportunity to compete at the World Championships in Malaga, Spain in 2018. I had put in so much hard work for this meet, as did my teammates for Team USA. When I got to the meet, I discovered that a biological male was in my race. Not only has this happened to me, but a year later, my daughter ran her first high school race against a biological male identifying as a female. I mean, come on. It
was my first ever high school track meet my freshman year. I ended up taking second in my race next to this biological male, and I would have won my first ever high school track meet if it weren't for this athlete. I run the 400 meters, which some would say is the hardest race in track. It takes a lot of training, a lot of hard work.
Go, 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 go.
Athlete would do, I researched my competition before my meet in Spain. I found out that I was going to be competing against a biological male identifying as female. When I saw the athlete to my naked eye, I could see that they were definitely taller in stature and had seemingly larger bone mass. When I would ask questions, the team managers, they said, in fact, it would be safer for you to keep your mouth shut. Critics might say, what's the big deal? You won. But just because I won doesn't mean that this is not an issue. My teammate, who had worked so hard, I had seen her pour all of her sweat into becoming the world champion, and her spot on the podium was taken by this athlete. A year and a half later, after my competition, my daughter lines up against this biological male in her race.
You could definitely tell they were physically stronger.
This athlete moved from the male volleyball team to the female volleyball team right before track season, and in fact injured one of the other girls in the league by a powerful spike.
I lost out on a chance to win my first ever meet, and it was very disappointing. We heard that they've only been training about 2 weeks beforehand, and I've been training the entire year. I did well, but I could have done so much better, and I could have won my first ever race.
As a coach and as a mother, seeing my daughter put in so many hours of hard work and being restrictive and in her eating, maybe passing on sweets and things like that to make sure that she was strong for her race, it was heartbreaking to see that she was running as fast as she could and still this athlete breezed right by her. Not only that, but the girls I coach were having major anxiety. One girl was a senior. This was going to be her last season of track and field, and because of COVID, it turned out to be her last race. She actually broke down and started crying. And it wasn't that she was feeling any kind of negative thoughts towards this individual. It was that she knew that all of the hard work and training that she put in would be incomparable to the biological advantage of this powerful athlete. A lot of critics or a lot of people will say, this doesn't happen. This is a rare occasion. This is not really an issue. But what I'm here to say is that it is an issue. It's happening all the time. It's happening to myself, a mom. It's happening to my daughter, a high school athlete. This is not just something that is happening very rarely. I am there as a coach and as a mother. I am witnessing the psychological trauma to athletes like this girl, who then told me she didn't even want to run track for the rest of the season. What was the point? She said, I trained so hard for my event, and I have no chance of winning the conference championship.
I feel so sorry for every girl that has gone through this, and I know so many people are, and I know what it feels like because I've had to go through this experience as well.
There are a lot of psychological studies that say
when you believe you can win, you have a better chance of winning. The type of neurotransmitters that are firing. But how are these girls supposed to believe that when they're lining up against someone who has a biological advantage? Contrary to what people might think, just because you take hormone therapy doesn't mean that you erase all of the biological advantages of being a male.
I hope to run track in college just as my mom did. It's always been my goal. I hope to maybe win state championships, and I know that if a biological male competes and becomes more powerful and more stronger and runs faster than me, then that opportunity may be taken away from me. A scholarship may go to someone else.
What will happen, especially in collegiate teams, is that a coach will now recruit and take scholarship opportunities away from a female athlete. Coaches at the collegiate level are rewarded for winning. And so these coaches will choose biological males in order to remain competitive in their conference. Where are the spaces for biological females then? What does this mean for equal opportunity for women?
To those who may be doubting that this is really happening, it's happened to both me and my mom, and this is really happening to girls all across the country, all across the world, and opportunities are being taken away.
This pattern is dangerous. It's dangerous because it means the end of female sports. I would say my favorite gold medal would be my world championship gold medals to run Poland in 2019 indoor championships. And those mean a lot to me. However, they don't mean more to me than this issue. I would rather win this fight for fairness for all female athletes than to get another gold medal. This means more to me than that gold medal. It's easy to place a label on someone, but to walk in their shoes is another story. Have they competed against someone who has a clear biological advantage? Have they trained hours and hours to have a chance for victory? They've told me to be quiet for my own safety, but I won't be quiet. I will continue to speak up. We deserve to be heard.
That is Cynthia and Margaret Monteleone, and they are fighting the fight for women everywhere to be able to compete in women's athletics fairly and not against. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or just online at balanceofnature.com, the discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. And here, once again, Riley Clemens.
You can knock on the door, but I'm not gonna let you in. You can play all your games, but I'm not gonna let you win. You can stand up to me with all your negativity. Don't you know I'm just so over you under my skin? Now this time it's not even anger. I think we're just better as strangers. Don't try to laugh cause it changed, no. You can't have my face, babe. Won't bet you in my safe place. Nah, nah, oh, nah, nah, nah. You can say what you want.
Her brand newest, that was a little bit earlier in the evening, but Headspace from Riley Clemens, and glad to be able to wrap up this Radio Night Live edition with you. Kevin McCullough, next week we're looking forward to a very good show. We've got a heartwarming discussion of a veteran who became a paraplegic in his service to his country and what he's doing now, the difference he's making.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home.
Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hands, tax.